Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This hour is brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. And right now at Staples, save up to $125 of your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends November 1st. Plus, save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ellwell, Matt Scraby, Gwynn and Chris, and Daily Gambit is coming up here shortly. Scraby's on a bit of a heater right now.
Yeah. Can't call me the cooler anymore.
No. This is the opposite of cooler. We're going to get into it in a sec. Still three outs remaining in the Mariners-Detroit game.
That guy looks angry.
Detroit keeps scoring runs.
Right.
So it's getting out of sight there.
The Mariners three outs away from heading back to Seattle, right?
It's 2-1? Yeah.
Back
2-2.
To Seattle.
Yeah.
And then Brew Crew trying to fight their way back in the Cubs game. All right. Without further ado, let's get to some Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwynn and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwynn and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. I would like to tell you that Matt Snyder of CBS Sports did join us on the 97.3 The Fan hotline joined us on the David P. Shapiro fan hotline. Facing criminal charges? Trust David P. Shapiro criminal defense attorneys, helping clients regain control since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Now, the first bet we did, Seattle at Detroit last night. And Seattle put it on them, and then Detroit scored three runs in the bottom of the ninth inning. It wasn't enough, though. Seattle was a 1.5 run favorite. Chris took the Tigers, Tony and I took the Mariners, and we were correct. Mariners win 8-4. Yankees were 1.5 run favorites against the Blue Jays at home. Chris and I went Yankees, Tony went Blue Jays. It was looking good for the Blue Jays there for a little bit, but the Yankees ended up coming back and they won 9-6. Who scored more runs? Which game? Seattle-Detroit or Yankees in Toronto? We all said Yankees in Toronto. And it was 15 total runs versus the 12 for Seattle and Detroit. So we win that one. Shane Bieber over under 5.5 Ks last night.
Pitch like Justin Bieber.
Chris said over. Tony and I said under. He had 2 Ks. I think he went 2 2/3.
He didn't last long. And they gave him a 6-1 lead. They brought him in, a free agent, you know, close out the series. And it didn't come close to happening.
It
disappointing.
Runs plus hits with the RBIs. Who had more? Aaron Judge or Vlad Jr.?
This was a great battle.
It was.
Back and forth.
And Chris and I said Judge. Tony said Vlad Jr. Judge had 10 runs plus hits plus RBIs. Vlad had 6.
Yeah. But Vlad had the 2-run homer early. Yep. He had another hit. Judge took the lead on his 3-run homer. So that was a fun one. But Judge won.
I was like shocked. I've watched that pitch a million times. Thing is, wait, so how does a big man like that get his hands inside enough to get the barrel on it?
Leverage.
And how do you keep it fair? That's the big thing.
Final one.
Don't snap that top hand over. You just whack.
See, in golf, you got to, for me at least, that's in my swing.
That's why I'm terrible.
You got to, in my swing, I got to point my knuckles towards the ground 100%. As I come through.
I can't get it out.
I do like, real quick on that game, Joe Davis, I think, is the guy now with Buck out of baseball, and he's good. But he kept just referring to the fact that Judge is going to win another MVP like it was done. And maybe I just don't think that's, I don't think it should be done.
But the way people are talking is like you are blasphemy for saying,
for thinking that Kyle
Rogers. It is weird.
Yeah.
Right. It's almost like I'm just going to force my opinion on you, and I don't care what you think about it.
Well, I don't think it's his opinion. I think that's what he thinks he's hearing out there, is that's probably a judge going
to
win.
I think that's what is the, it seems like that's what the consensus is when you talk to people, which I don't know is exactly right.
Is Joe Davis better at football or baseball?
I say baseball, but he's pretty good at both. The guy's got a look. He could make tiddlywink sound pretty good with that voice. You know, some guys is just kind of blessed with the pipes, as they say.
I would love to hear what tiddlywink sounded like.
Flipped it up and he's got it.
I don't even know what tiddlywink
I don't even remember how to play. I've heard it before for sure.
The NHL last night, it was the, what was it, the face-off or the season opener, whatever.
Opening night, man.
Yeah, it was the season-opening face-off.
Okay.
Avalanche and Kings. Avalanche were -1.5 on the puck line.
Yeah.
And you guys chose the Kings. I chose the Avalanche. Avalanche went 4-1.
So Scraby goes a perfect 6-0. If you would have bet them all, I don't know how much money you would have won on that.
Depends on how much money I bet, which would have been not much.
I was about to say, you probably would have.
If you bet only 50 cents, you would have won like
$12. You're not winning much, yes. Football Talk on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long.
All right, here's what's coming
ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
All right, very good. 13-1 is Scraby's record for the week. That's really good.
Ridiculous.
Tony's 9-5, which is solid. I'm 6-8. And away we go with tonight's, start with the baseball. Yankees are favored by 1.5 over Toronto. I'll start with you, Scrabe. You're 13-1. Is the Toronto able to clinch or at least keep it close, or do the Yankees force a deciding game 5?
What's the matchup pitching-wise?
Oh, right. Varland, because it's going to be bullpen night for Toronto, and Mr. Schlittler for the Yanks.
Don't ask Big Poppy what he thinks.
Yeah, let's leave him out of this. David.
That was crazy.
He's,
if you don't know what I'm talking about, you just need to...
funny enough to maybe get away with it, but a lot of guys would really be taking a lot of heat on that.
I mean,
today,
the other three guys certainly were like,
oh, they were very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Jeter even said, let's go to break. with Schlittler.
Does everybody know what we're talking about? I don't know how we're going to be able to reference
it to people. Just Google David Ortiz or Big Poppy and you'll figure it out. Yankees, might as well add Schlittler. I'll go with the Yankees.
Going with the Yankees. I'm going with the Yankees. I'm kind of rooting for him, I hate to say. I'm an Aaron Boone fan. Tony?
I'm a Boone fan, too, but I'm not rooting for him.
You want the Jays.
Go Jays.
Go Jays. All right, 8.5 runs. That sounds like a gimme to go over the way they've been scoring in this series, so I'll say over. I mean, they've 29 runs for Toronto. Yankees have scored at least 10, 15. Anyway, 8.5 is all. Tony, going to have a pitcher's duel tonight, finally? What do you see?
Yes.
All right.
Under.
Under. Scraby?
Over.
Over, he says. All right, it worked fun last night. Let's try it again. Judge versus Vlad. Let's do total bases this time.
Okay, I like that.
Not runs, hits, and RBIs, but total bases. They both had a bunch of those last night also. Tony.
Vlad.
Vlad, he is really. And, you know, when he came up in the first inning, they put all his stats up there. He hit like 800 in his career against Rodon.
Yeah.
And he was hitting 700 in the series, and he never makes it. And then as soon as they said it, blast off. I mean, it was pretty impressive.
A great airborne Pete Rose head first slide.
Great slide last night.
It was nice for a big man, I've got to say.
You know, I got to throw this in. My wife, you know, catches a little of the playoffs or here and there. She was in the room for that slide. She's like, what is he doing? I would never jump like that into the dirt like that. I was like, what are you talking about? They're playing baseball here. They're trying to go to the, you know, World Series. Of course you dive in there like, you know. But that was a great slide. Scraby, Vlad or Judge?
I mean, Vlad has been incredible.
Yeah.
But so has Judge.
Yeah, they've both been pretty hard to get out.
Hard to get out.
I feel like Vlad, I'm going to go Vlad.
Vlad, all right. I'll stay with Judge and the home field advantage, but it's not easy. Dodgers 1.5 over the Phillies. Scraby, is this the end for the Phillies tonight, or can they summon up a victory?
I think they win at least one game.
Really?
They have to. They're they weren't the number one seed, but they were a bye seed.
Number two seed.
I mean, this is ridiculous. Castellanos blaming fans in Philly.
Really?
Bryce Harper
what was he blaming
embracing
them for?
Fans.
What was he blaming the fans for?
Yes, Greg, what was he blaming
the fans? He basically said nobody wins if you're playing at Citizens Bank Ballpark, because if you do something good, they cheer for you. If you do something bad, they boo you. So there's no winning.
All right. Well, you know what? Ask out. Ask out.
I think he might, because it doesn't seem like the manager likes him too much.
No.
I am going to go with the Phillies.
I'm only going with the Phillies because I just can't get myself to root for the Dodgers. But I don't feel great about it. The L.A. just seems to have it into another gear at the moment. Tony?
I really think this series has just bounced the Dodgers away in a lot of regards.
Okay,
I don't know that this has been as bad as the 2-0 makes it appear. So I'm going to take the Phillies.
Take the Phillies. All right. Yamamoto, 7.5 strikeouts. He's been pretty good over. Boy, that's 8. I think he's going to do it. I think the Phillies are going to have to scratch and claw. Tony, 7.5 strikeouts. Yamamoto.
Bless you.
Oh, thank you.
Gazoon tight.
Thank you.
Yes.
Under.
Under. Scrape.
He's going to be throwing some Yama meatballs tonight. Under.
Yama meatballs. Wow, that's funny stuff.
Thank you.
Turn in for more of that. By the way, as of right now, World Series odds to win it all, the Brewers are the second choice, plus 500. Dodgers, plus 150. So they are way the favorites as of this moment, based on, I guess, the way they've been playing.
They look amazing.
All right.
Which is so annoying to me.
So annoying. Shohei Ohtani, 3.5 total bases, Tony. Obviously a home run, he goes right over that.
They very well could do just that, too.
But 3.5.
We'll go over.
You are going to go over.
Yeah.
Scrape.
Under.
3.5. Under. I'm going to go under, too. I mean, he does hit a lot of home runs, but that's a lot. All right, we got one college football game tonight. This is a game you're going to all – you may not want to watch the playoffs. Instead, you may want to watch Missouri State -1.5 at Middle Tennessee. Don't ask me for a scouting report. Scraby, you're up. You're hot. You should be able to pick a winner.
Missouri State
on the road.
Tennessee. Let me see.
The Blue Raiders of Middle Tennessee, and I'm not sure what the Missouri States are.
The Missouri State Bears.
Oh, the Bears. Steve Alford used to coach there many years ago.
Missouri State?
Yeah, they were Southwest Missouri at the time.
Oh, yeah.
But now they're...
I'm trying to figure out what Missouri State's record is.
Yeah, you're going to have trouble finding where they even are in the... league they're in.
I see.
You found it?
I didn't find their record, but they've won some games this year. I'm going to go with Middle Tennessee.
At home.
Yes.
Middle
but they're
Tennessee.
Giving a, they're getting
they're getting
one
a
and
point
a
and a half
okay.
on their home field. Middle Tennessee is 1-4. Missouri State is 2-3. So neither of them are very good. I'll take Middle Tennessee at home as well.
I will too.
All three of us. Phoenix, quick -4. The Mercury down 2-0 at home tonight against the Aces. Phoenix -4. I say Phoenix. I think this is going to be a long series. So I'll take Phoenix to win tonight. Tony.
Give me Phoenix. Give me Phoenix.
Phoenix. Scraby? Scraby feels like he's putting something on the line now that he's 13-1.
I am.
Yeah,
I don't want to be terrible. I'm going to go with the Aces getting 4 points.
All right. We'll end it there. If you want to get Scraby's picks, assuming that tonight he'll collapse and you want to go against them, send me a text or something and we'll send those out to you. All right, there's our Daily Gambit. Tigers have finished it. 9-3, the final over the Mariners. So that is that, Tony. I think it's your out time.
It is indeed. Okay. Let's slide away. Let's get to break. More Gwen and Chris on the other side. We'll talk a little bit about the NCAA, and they just continue to.
Oh, what is this latest one?
I just feel like they just continue to step in it.
What are they doing? Oh, they're so stupid.
More Gwen and Chris on the other side. Here's some traffic.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. 3:21 is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Mr. Scraby, Sports Court coming at the bottom of the hour. I mentioned Detroit beat Seattle 9-3, so there will be a game 5 that is currently scheduled for Friday afternoon back in Seattle. Could change depending on some of the outcomes of the other games, the time of the game, but they will play Friday. Cubs still lead Milwaukee 4-1. Cubs sitting in the bottom of the third, trailing 2-0 there. The other two series play later tonight. Real quick, thank you to all of you listeners out there.
Round of applause, please.
Round of big applause. All of you out there who once again made our ratings really, really good. We appreciate it. It's all I can say. We had our show had something like an 11 share among men over a certain age. That I've never even heard of for a sports talk show. So yeah. Thank you so much
Doesn't
out there.
Happen very often.
And that's just incredible that you're enjoying us and keep tuning in. And you know, I promise I'll keep saying really dumb stuff that you can get mad at me for. And Scraby will. Scraby didn't even have to promise that. That just happened, organically. But look at that look.
Is this the same thing about you and Jorge Polanco? I mean, is that the dumb stuff you're talking about?
No, the dumb stuff, like when I said that the interviews are brought to you by David P. Morgan.
Oh, okay.
The pitcher of the Padres.
Yeah, that's true.
So anyway, thank you so much for that. The station overall, among all listeners, was second best in the entire, and that it never happens for a sports station. You don't normally have as many listeners to pull from, and you guys are just making it great for us. So we really appreciate that.
Shout
I think on behalf of Ben
man.
And Woods and
give
Braden,
him another round of applause, Greg.
I would
Come
like
on,
to
man.
Appreciate
I,
well,
you.
Well, first,
all
I would like to
there.
Represent the women in the audience because Jocelyn says, "What about the ladies?"
Well, yes, I don't have all of the
you don't have those
Jocelyn.
Numbers.
You're included in that
yes.
second thing where among all listeners, we're number 2.
Right.
So that means the ladies are represented.
Yes,
we appreciate.
We have lots of smart. Women baseball listeners, because they school me on it stuff.
Women baseball listeners, gotcha.
Yes, they school me on stuff all the time.
Well, you need some schooling, so
I do, and I'm fine with it.
I'm glad someone else.
I'm gonna try
to
school you on one here, Scraby. Who is Adrian Martinez?
He is the backup quarterback for the 49ers.
Huh? Very good.
Look
he is.
You,
he is indeed. He is indeed.
I feel like there was a time, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, we could have asked you that question. You might have been stumped.
The only reason I really know is because they showed him after Mac Jones got hurt on Thursday night.
He was almost coming into the game.
He was like starting to warm up.
So you didn't do any study. You just saw
it.
I mean, he's been talked about a couple times this year because Brock Purdy's been hurt.
Apparently Brock is still hurt. That's why I brought it up. They're not putting him on the IR, though, says Kyle Shanahan. Although very doubtful he plays this week against.
If you go on the IR,
Bucks.
You have to be on there for a certain amount of time.
I think it's a certain
right?
amount of time.
Four
yeah,
games.
So that's why. But that's the big game, really, of the week. 2-4-1 teams. It'll be 49ers and Tampa Bay with, you know, Baker Mayfield deservedly getting the MVP talk right now. Yeah, I know. Well, you can do something about all of that. It's great.
They did go and play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last year, which was the infamous incident that you guys hate Debo for when he
when the kicker missed all the field goals.
By the way, somewhat
incident.
Yes, where the kicker was missing field goals and he came over and they got into a fight. By the way, I heard from someone who was in the fracas.
Ooh.
And
you heard from someone that was in the fracas.
That was too close to another word. But they were saying that Debo was just saying to them what the offense says to each other, like, let's go get it together.
Oh, stop it. Stop sticking up for Debo because you hate him now.
I don't hate him.
Yeah, you do.
He might have softened lately, but you were quite upset with him when season ended.
Yeah, I'm not buying your...
Yeah, remember all that time when he was like, hey, everybody give me the ball, and then they got him the ball and he dropped like three balls?
I don't remember that.
It was against the Rams on Thursday Night Football.
You're not mad about it at all.
Debo has been real good for the Commanders so far. The other story in football, Shedeur Sanders, apparently, even though they've traded Joe Flacco, Shedeur is not the choice to be the backup to Dylan Gabriel. And now, so reporters are starting to ask Kevin Stefanski about Deshaun Watson. Remember, he's still in that organization, making tons of money, by the way.
Guaranteed.
But apparently he's not quite ready physically. So I don't know what the Browns are doing. Nor do they. Honestly. Right? Speak for itself.
I mean, they literally drafted two quarterbacks.
Yeah. It's not a good worry. The Browns are just there to try to make me feel better about the Dolphins. It's not working. It's not working, but they're trying to do that. We had something we were going to talk about in this segment, and I've...
NCAA. Gambling.
Dummies. Tell us what happened so that I can just say how stupid they are.
How could they even think...
The gambling thing.
Okay,
how could they even think this is a good idea?
I don't know. I've honestly just lost on a lot of this stuff. So they have voted to allow collegiate athletes, Division I collegiate athletes, to gamble on professional sports.
Starting November 5th. They even gave them a kickoff date.
Now, this has to be cleared by what seems like the athletes kind of alliance part of it. And then I guess in Division II and III, this will go up for a vote here shortly. But
I mean, now that these athletes, many of them are making all this money, they have to have something to spend it on. So let's let them waste it on gambling. This is such a stupid idea that you see it coming from 18 miles away. You know, the wreckage that's going to result. Adults can't control their spending on gambling.
No.
Now you're going to ask college age is already the biggest deal for gambling already, is
100%.
It not? Yeah.
That's where it was. I mean, to be honest, that's where I was introduced to sports gamblers when I got to college.
And when you're in college, you're not smart enough to know that the money you lose is going to affect your life.
Right.
You just kind of bet because it's a lot of fun and you don't care. It's almost like they're encouraging them. November 5th, make sure you start getting your betting down, guys and gals.
College sports itself already has the same problem that the professional sports has. I mean, as investigations has there been? I think there's been
there's at least a ton of investigations right now on athletes, tipping games.
Right. Already throwing games.
Class A and I can't remember the other guy's name.
And that's in the professional realm.
Yeah. No, but in the college ranks, they keep an eye on that as well. Well,
they're doing it.
There's been many.
There was
already
a basketball one that long ago that just kind of came to the forefront.
Oh my goodness, I don't get it. Who sat there and looked at that? And they sat at a table somewhere and they said, "What do you think about making it legal for these kids to gamble?" And the other guy said, "Yeah, love it. I have to go to the restroom."
Yeah, love it.
No, DraftKings and FanDuel were like, "Here, we're going to put a bunch of money in your pocket."
There you go, Scrib. You're probably onto something.
Clay in the South Bay says, "Gambling on sports when you are in sports is WTF. Teach them to gamble on sports, and then if they go pro, try to make them stop." Huh?
Right. We want them to start early. Let's. You know what?
It makes no sense.
Why don't we start gambling on little league games to get the kids going? You know, why wait till college?
Listen, we're there. Don't,
why wait?
Don't you trip somewhere in one of these parking lots somewhere?
Somebody's exchanging some
money.
My kid is striking out your kid. Get out of here! I got $10.
Laughing about it, but I'm being serious.
Like, only laughing at
hurts. This seems like a dumb idea.
It's like, hey, we're going to get kids to smoke cigarettes in fourth grade, but they have to stop when they're 18. It's addictive. It's bad. I hate this. Hate all of it.
Well, yeah. I mean, how college, university, NCAA could look at this and not think that this is already approaching a problem on the professional level. If it's not there, it's getting there. And then say, yeah, let's bring it in.
Great idea.
Wow.
Great idea. Is it me? No, it's you.
I can't get over how stupid this one is. I don't know that I can even go on with the show. This is so dumb. All right.
Does a sports court with a wig entice you to move to break?
Absolutely yes, not. Does. I think I'm going to keep talking about this.
Okay.
No. Sports court is next, Scraby says. So
the sultry sounds of Gwen and Chris. 336 on the dial. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ella, Matt Scraby. Got a little sports court coming your way.
Before we get to it, I just thought I'd share a conversation we're having in the break about the Brewers trying to hit against Jameson Taillon and the whole thing about how you have to hit the ball the other way, which is what the Padres did not do. And so the first guy in the fourth inning, Contreras, tries to pull a curveball, strikes out, missed it. Next two guys go the other way. Both got hits.
One right-hander, one left-hander.
Yeah, it just makes you – it seems so simple, but evidently when you're in that batter's box, it's not that simple.
I mean, listen, there's what you want to do as a hitter, and there's the pitcher who is actually dictating –
trying not to let you do that.
Right, and he's the one dictating the action. Now, listen, my man, left-handed hitter, just hit a ball right up the middle. He got a pitch probably middle in, and it's really one of the few pitches that – Taillon has thrown in that area
in that
to lefties.
Part. Right, so he was able to pull that one.
Right, and pull is, that's being generous because it went to center field, right?
Yeah.
So, like, you got Yelich who got a breaking ball that broke into him. He hit it down the right field line.
Right.
The other hits that we've seen the Brewers put together have been a fastball away from my man Sal Frelick and then a breaking ball or a fastball away to the third baseman. I can't remember
Durbin.
His name. Durbin.
And they both went the other
way. Both went the other way. They both got base hits. The Brewers able to score a run after three consecutive hits. But you're only going to be able to put consecutive hits together if you can execute the way that they have. They got two pitches that they had to execute on, and they got a mistake pitch that was easier to execute on.
Yeah. I have another question. It's 4-2, by the way, with that run scoring. Brewers are still batting in the fourth inning, but they can't, but it's something that I think a lot of people would like to see. The notion now that when you slide into a base and the fielder keeps his glove on the player, just on the off chance that he'll lose contact with the base for a quarter of an instant, I think the Padres actually benefited
from it
on a steal last week. Could they make a rule that says it's just, you know, it's only for whether you beat the guy to the base? You know what I mean? Like, if you slide in ahead of the ball, wow, this is one of the worst rundowns I've ever seen by the Cubs.
Great job by Durbin to stay in that rundown long enough for not only for his guy to get the third, but the guy who bunted it to get the second.
Yeah, they try to squeeze,
but
and the Cubs
the question
were
onto is,
it.
Can they
so
put
like
a rule in?
But I guess they really can't, but because the rule is not – the replay is not – being used for what it was designed to really do.
Yeah.
Right? You slide in, you're easily safe.
They haven't seemed to have a problem with it to this point. I mean, that rule's been, that instant replay rule has been in for a while now.
Since they started it,
we have been seeing outs like that for as
long
as
it's happening to both teams.
It's happening to both teams.
You just have to be careful, when you slide in.
The pop-up slide is real. Like, when you put that first foot on the bag, you got to slide in a way that you never lose – that foot never loses
its place.
There
was a guy who hit a double last week, did the pop-up slide, and both feet came up off the top of the bag. And he was, you know, hovering, and he was out, tagged out. So, all right, Scraby, we took some of your sports court.
No, it's okay. We needed to kill some time.
Let's get to sports court.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Have a sports issue, San Diego? Do you need a third party to make a decision? The guys have put on their robes and picked up their gavels.
All rise. Here comes the judge.
Gwen and Chris Sports Court starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Just going to say all these came from Reddit, except for this first one, because this came from Cubs fans. And
real quick, Tony, you haven't had your hand on a gavel in a while. It's a good feeling.
Bring it in order!
It's a good feeling. There we go.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Whoa.
He's ready.
Whoa. Cubs fans are looking for some backup on this.
Okay.
But I believe, game two, top of the third inning, Jacob Mizorowski is pitching.
Oh, now, we're talking about the playoff with the Brewers.
The playoff with the Brewers.
Okay, because I was thinking game two against the Padres.
Oh, that's a good point. I should have made that. NLDS.
Okay.
Game's tied. I'm putting the play up on YouTube right now. If you want to watch us, you can every single day. All shows, just go to 97.3 YouTube and search 97.3 The Fan. But here is what happened. So Mizorowski, a little grounder back to him. He takes it. He runs to first base. And then he loses his mind.
Celebrates like he just won the World Series.
Yes, he is very pumped up. I understand he's a young guy. I understand that he is someone who likes to get pumped up like this. Cubs fans think there was no place for this in the game. How pumped up he got. That first fist pump was awkward.
Okay.
So, Chris, you're up first on this one.
Yeah.
Is Jacob Mizorowski in the wrong for his celebration in the third inning of Game 2?
I'm going to just say, I'm going to separate my ruling here. If I was
Mizorowski... I like that. This is separate.
Yeah, separate my ruling. If I was Mizorowski, I would do nothing. Because I don't ever want to even remotely get the attention of anybody or incite anything.
Yeah.
So I was very careful. But my ruling has to be for the fact that there's nothing wrong with showing some enthusiasm out there in sports. We're seeing it all the time now. Guys hit home runs. They pose even in the third inning. Guys make a dunk in the NBA. That's the easiest thing you could ever do. Football, every touchdown is celebrated like you won the Super Bowl. So me, personally, I rule against Mizorowski. But I have to uphold the law here. And my law says it's okay to be enthusiastic if that's what you choose.
All right, Tony.
I have to uphold the law, he says.
Judge Gwynn?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm kind of going to take part of where Chris... I'm going to pick... What do you call it when you add to the...
add to my ruling?
To your ruling.
And a little addendum?
Let's put the little addendum on there. Right. I think, indeed... The Mizorowski celebration was over the top.
Yeah,
it kind of irritated me when I saw it live. I'm not gonna lie, like what's this guy doing? But then I thought, man, he's only like 20 years old. I might have done the same thing after getting a big out in a big playoff game, and so I had to kind of take a step back.
He's actually older than that. I thought he was younger too. He's 23.
Either way, 23. I probably
still young. That's a mature adult. Come on.
I remember you when you were 23.
I was a mess.
Yeah. We all were. So, this guy...
If you would have got that out at the age of 23, you would have immediately thrown up on the field.
I would have stumbled over the base on the way to the dugout. But,
so you certainly would have embarrassed yourself.
He was so pumped up that Andrew Vaughn had to stop in his tracks to let him do his celebration.
And to me, the kicker was, first of all, he ran the ball over to first base himself. He, told the first base, I got this.
Right.
Stepped on the bat and, leapt off like he just won the WWE championship belt.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like. That being said, I feel it. 23, man, it's a big moment for him.
I also feel it's a little bit like, an earlier ruling in this court.
Yeah,
we had on a slightly different subject, but the same thing, where athletes tell the truth in an answer, and then we criticize them for it, but at the same time, we want them to not give stock answers.
Right.
So that's a little bit of that ruling included.
Touche.
All right. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla for dining or takeout options. Visit spiroscuisine.com. Next case. My 12-year-old son, a big kid like me at 6'2" and 220 pounds, this is a 12-year-old, by the way, is really good at basketball due to his size advantage over other players in his age group. However, this has led to some of the parents requesting he be moved to an older league to play against kids his size. While I do believe this would improve his skills, I'm hesitant because he doesn't want to leave his friends, and I'm uncomfortable with him socializing with older children. The number of parents who have raised concerns about fairness has been significant. Tony, how do I handle this?
How old is the young man?
12. He's 6'2" and 220 pounds.
So he's physically dominating.
Let me say this. I really can't say what I really want to say.
Uh-oh.
But
well, why not? It's your courtroom.
It says it's along the lines of, forget them kids. All right?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Same first letter.
Yeah, exactly. Same first letter. This kid is 12 years old.
Fugazi those kids?
Fugazi. Okay. Fugazi those kids.
We're inching closer to the dump button.
Yeah, I know. This kid is 12 years old.
Yep.
And despite his physical size, his maturity is of a 12-year-old.
Yep.
I'm sure.
Yep. It's got to be.
I have personal experiences. My youngest daughter, Layton, has played up in soccer, her whole 1 year up. She's a 2011. She plays 2010.
Right.
Oh.
And the difference when they got to, like, those kids were in eighth grade and she was in seventh was massive.
Mm.
And I think she felt kind of by herself because those kids had matured. And that's just 1 year, right? Where they are that further ahead maturity-wise than my daughter. And we noticed that every time she did play with the kids her age group, she was having so much more fun and there was a lot more talking because they can relate to certain things. So, yes, I get the idea that, you know, Jimmy and Johnny and Jared over there are getting dunked on by...
Well, Skip Schumacher's over there?
Getting dunked on by the kid.
Yeah.
But... This is a good learning experience for them too.
It is.
Yeah.
What do you think? Right, so your ruling is do not remove him.
My ruling is do not remove him.
Okay.
We can't curate all of our kids' experience to the perfection.
That's a good
Life
point.
Needs to kind of do its thing.
Okay. Chris, what is your ruling on this 12-year-old?
Fugazi the kids is my first ruling. Secondly, what... Did the kid have a say here, and did he want to go?
Know.
Oh, we don't know. Even if he wants to go up and try to compete, absolutely don't let him. Tony's 100% right. Let kids be their age, please. Why are we all in such a hurry? I have a bit of a personal attachment to this because my mom skipped me a grade. Mm. They said I was a little bored in class. Well, I paid for it. I believe the rest of my childhood being so young and surrounded by people that were so much more mature. And now, you know,
did he skipped a grade?
All right, I skipped like first grade, so not much to be bragging about. I wish I had never done it, and I would never recommend it to anybody to do to their kids. And if the other kids and their parents, again, that's just noise. I don't even want to hear it because I'm tired of the society that says every kid has to get a trophy and be happy and have a good experience. You know what? That's not how life works.
No. I do have an addendum. If the young man is gung-ho about going up, I'm at least open to it. But it certainly shouldn't be because the other parents are mad that their kid is getting dunked on all the time.
Yeah,
yeah.
Hey, guess what? We've all been dunked
on.
When
you get into the real world, your son or daughter may be a 4.0 student, but they're going to be up against somebody who's a 5.0 student. So
you're not going to be able
let them get used to it.
Jocelyn says, don't get me started on the parents who hold their kids back to have an advantage in sports.
That's the same thing.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Oh, but it started.
Well, that's the other way, right? I was the opposite. I was at a disadvantage.
100%. Yeah. I think our kids, our generation grew up. Our parents thought, you know, skipping or going ahead was a better thing, and it maybe wasn't.
Yeah.
Just in the same way that holding kids back so they can dominate.
That's crazy. I didn't even think about it.
Of course. I was 17. I wish my parents would have put me in at a regular time where I'd have been 18 in high school.
You know what? I didn't grow really until I was maybe a junior or senior in high school. I wish I would have been able to stay back.
Were you young for your grade?
I was.
Yeah, see?
So I was never...
I bet you there are far fewer kids now that are young for their grade than there were when we were
going to school. Gotcha. All right. Good conversation. Next one. I'm having a battle in my head, and it's all about the NFL and my son. I was a huge fan of the NFL for most of my life. In the last 5 years, I have tailed off. I'm having a hard time trying to glorify a league that really doesn't care about anything other than making money for a select number of people. The move to international football told me they do not care about the people that have always supported them, not to mention the complete contradiction about sports betting. They say betting can be bad, but promote it heavily, give you codes that are misleading if you don't read the entire offer. My son, however, loves it. He's 12, and we watch together, but at this point, I don't really care to watch anymore. I can't figure out if I let him be blissfully unaware at 12 years old, or, Chris, is this a time to talk to him about something I find important?
We're about to be kind of straddling the fence here. I can feel it.
I don't know. This is... explain to me what he's upset about, what he doesn't like about the league now.
He has come to the realization, as all of us have.
Okay, that it's all about the money?
Yeah.
Right. But...
his son's only 8 years old, and he didn't want to tell him it's all about the money.
He's 12, I believe.
Whatever. Yeah, 12.
Yeah,
yeah,
something along those lines.
And he's toying with whether or not to tell him, hey, this league is stupid?
No, he's trying, because his son wants to watch football games with him. He doesn't want to watch football anymore because he's over it.
Well, then go do something else and let your son watch football.
Dad, why don't you watch football with me anymore?
Because I'm interested in something else.
All right.
Did this dad tell his kid about Santa Claus when the kid was like 3 years old before he really needed to be told?
You know, I don't know that was a good thing to say, but
why? He didn't say anything. He just said, did he tell him about Santa Claus?
Oh, I heard something else. I did panic.
It's okay.
Sorry,
did he tell him about the Easter Bunny when he was old enough to know about the Easter Bunny?
Get away from those.
Let the kid be a kid, please.
Tony?
And just go do what you need to do.
Indeed.
Either that or suck it up and watch a little football.
I don't know that a 12-year-old needs to be put up on game about how NFL is exploiting people with gambling. I don't know that the 12-year-old needs to...
Yeah, I don't think they would understand.
I don't think they need that right now.
Dad, why don't you want to watch football? Well, exploiting a lot of people out there.
Well, isn't it interesting that the two of our questions today, in different ways, had to do with people wanting their kids to be older or go, you know, faster, move up.
Or other people wanting them to
right.
do it. Right.
Interesting.
Stop doing that out there.
Yeah.
Stop.
All right, we have one... quick minute for this. I have a son who is a nice kid but can be a menace at times.
Wait a minute. Those don't go together.
I have a son who is a nice kid but can be a menace at times.
Sounds like every kid.
He played baseball this year and he was not great at it. I'm not one of those parents who's going to force him into it, but he wants to keep going. I bought him gear a few years ago and it still holds up, but my kid has told me he wants new stuff because that will make him a better player.
Oh.
I said equipment won't help that much and he needs to put in the work. Fast forward 2 weeks later. We were going to go out and play catch, but my son said his mitt was broken and he couldn't. Not knowing what he was talking about, he showed me, and it looks like he cut some of the webbing cords.
He cut it?
Yeah, and now the mitt is useless. There is no fixing it.
How old is he?
It doesn't say. I talked to my wife and she says I should get him a new one and say it's the last one you get. I want to call this punk. Yes, I called my kid a punk. I want to call him out for clearly ruining the mitt so he can get a new one. Tony, do I overlook this or do I call him out and make him save up money for a new mitt?
If you truly believe he took the scissors or a knife to his own laces... yeah, you got to stand on 10 on this one and not get him a new one. Hey, you're going to have to save up money. You're not. First of all, gloves are not cheap.
No, they're like hundreds
of
dollars.
They are expensive.
Yes.
And I know if my son, if I checked his glove and was like, nah, this is a good glove, man. And he came back and was like, nah, Dad, look.
It's all broken.
And I saw that he cut it. Oh, yeah, we're not getting a new glove.
Chris?
This son is happy that my wife isn't his mom because my wife would tell him to... You know, he owes us money for the rest of time for ruining his glove. Absolutely make the kid, he doesn't get a play. He blew it. He messed it up.
He did say he was a menace.
Stick with it.
He said he was nice and a menace.
And the only way he's going to learn.
I don't think this dad likes his kid very much. Chris versus the fans coming up.
Well, then this should be easy for the dad.
833-288-0973.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.